Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 217, Becoming a Member of the New Testament Church, condensed from a tract by L.R. Wilson. When one becomes a part of the New Testament Church, he leaves his old state and changes into a new relationship with God. This relationship is pictured as an entrance into Christ. But since the church is the spiritual body of Christ, Ephesians 1, verses 20 through 23, Colossians 1, verse 18, when one enters into Christ, he enters into Christ's church, his kingdom, or his body. Many striking terms such as conversion, new birth, redemption, and so on, are used to represent this change. Thus, entrance into Christ differs completely from entrance into any human organization. No such change takes place in the life of an individual when he joins a lodge or other human society. One does not join the Church of our Lord in the sense that he joins a lodge. We unite with Christ only by experiencing a complete change in our nature. We must leave our old state to enter a completely new relationship with God through Jesus Christ, Romans 6, verses 11 through 14. This is not an accidental change, and we do not agree to abide by human creeds or other man-made laws. Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God," John 3, verse 3. Again he said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven," Matthew 18, verse 3. The Apostle Peter told sinners to repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, Acts 3, verse 19. The Apostle Paul declared that God saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3, verse 5. These scriptures raise the question of how this change is brought about. After one has heard the gospel, the New Testament specifically shows four separate steps or acts performed by the individual, which end in a complete change of heart, life, and relationship with God. By these steps, one is moved from darkness into the kingdom of light, or the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1, verse 13. The first step is that man must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "If you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins," John 8, verse 24. The Apostle Paul told the jailer to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, Acts 16, verse 31. Belief in Christ is complete reliance upon Christ, not upon self, anyone, or anything else. The second step is that a man must repent of his sins. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," Luke 13, verses 3 and 5. Peter, speaking by the Holy Spirit, commanded repentance for the remission of sins, or that your sins may be blotted out, Acts 2, verse 38, Acts 3, verse 19. Repentance means the giving up of the practice of sin and turning to the Lord. In repentance, one brings his life into harmony with the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third step is that one must confess the name of Jesus. We acknowledge to others our belief that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Please study Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33, Luke chapter 9, verse 26, Acts chapter 8, verse 37, and Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. The fourth step is that one must be baptized into Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. The Apostle Peter commanded, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Saul was commanded to arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Each case of conversion in the New Testament shows that the one who was converted had heard the gospel, believed on Christ, repented or turned away from his sins, confessed his belief in Jesus as the Christ, and everyone was baptized. Those who completed these steps had their sins forgiven, and in so doing were added to the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. All such were born again, regenerated, and became new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Thus, they entered into the body of Christ, his church. Thank you for your call.